So I've said something now. Y'all ready to go eat? Oh, y'all want to hear something more than that? Okay, all right, we'll talk about something more. So I remember a story about Trisha told me a long time ago. She says when I was a little boy, I used to walk around and you'd constantly see me singing church hymns. I'm not very good at it, but I just, you know, she'd see me singing. So I was telling that story, and, you know, my wife will tell you, I still do that today. I just walk around and just start singing out of nowhere. And she's like, what are you doing? You know, I just walking down the aisles, you know, in the grocery store, I just start singing. She's like, shut up. Start singing. But, you know, it's my way. I worship, I think. If you love the Lord your God with all your heart, you know, that's my way. I sing. And that makes me feel good, and it makes me feel closer. What's up? Yeah, he does. I mean, there's a guy in the Bible that got naked and went out singing to God. Now, I'm not going to, he liked it. I mean, I'm not going to do it. We're actually going to talk about him today. So I'm pretty sure I'm not going to do that. So you know, I've read through the book of Psalms several times. And if you had a chance to read it, you know this is all a book of songs, right? That's sung. So, but it just kills me that I don't know the tune to any one of those. And I've tried to figure it out, and I can't write music, I can't read music, I every once in a while I want to carry a tune. I just can't figure it out. So one of the ones that I want to look at today that kind of struck me, and is the whole purpose of my talk, is let's take out our Bibles, and we're going to take a look at Psalms chapter 5, and we're going to look at verse 3, if y'all want to go along with me. I have it here, I'm going to talk about it anyway, but Psalm chapter 5, verse 3. And it says, in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and wait and eagerly watch. In the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. So, there's this video been going around lately on Facebook. It's a great story. It's a very decorated Navy veteran. He's very decorated, Navy SEAL, one of the most honored people. But it's a talk he's given at the Naval Academy, and it talks about making your bed in the morning. Anybody seen this video on Facebook? You've seen it? A lot of you guys have seen it. So he talks about, he says, you know, when he was going up through the academy, and he was going up through his basic service and coming up, he says he had to make his bed every morning. And if they came in the morning, and they'd come in and inspect the first thing, and go through all the barracks. And if you're, you know, wasn't perfectly crisp on the side, you guys in the military probably remember this. If it wasn't perfect, they ripped it all off, and they made you redo it. All right, so, and he said, but it was a task. But, you know, the one important thing he talks about in the task is he got up and he completed a task. So they started their day with a task complete. And that's important. So, and he said, so it pushed everything forward throughout the day. And he kept on and kept on in the talk. And he says, what was really cool about it, if you had a really, really bad day, you got to come home and crawl into a maid bed in a nice, comfy, soothing room. So he said, every day I want you guys to get up and make your bed. We're not going to talk about making your bed this morning, because let me tell you, I'm terrible at that. I cannot keep my bed made in the morning. It feels like I'm rushed all the time. It feels like I'm just going crazy and I just don't have time for anything. You know, there's also a story floating around on a video that I says that some people say, gosh, I just wish there were 30 hours in any given day. Then I could get all my stuff done. Now, if you can't get it done in 24 hours, you're not going to get it done in 30. Let me tell you why. Because you're just going to fill that other 6 hours with meaningless stuff that you couldn't get done again. Then you're going to be wishing, gosh, I just wish there were 36 hours in a day. And you still won't have enough time. My best friend in the whole world, you know, Richie, love him. We share brains sometimes. But he always looks at me and says, it's not that you didn't have time. You didn't make time. And I don't think he made that phrase up, by the way. I think he got that from his mommy. And she probably got it from her mother, who probably got it from her mother, who probably got it from her mother. But it's a true statement. It's not that you don't have time. It's like you didn't have time. You know, I share with people all the time. I meet these parents that say, you know, why aren't you involved? and this. I just don't have time. Aha. It's not that you don't have time. You don't make time. So let's talk about what this phrase, let's go back to what our Psalms chapter 5, verse 3, what it says here this morning. It says, in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, O Lord, I will order my prayer to you and eagerly watch. You know, we know that the Bible is not written in English. It's translated from Hebrew. So let's look at some of these why what David says here in this song is extremely important. So if you go back to Hebrew, when they want to emphasize something, they repeat it. So when in Hebrew, when you're writing something, the first thing, when they write it, it means, you know, they mean it. So they didn't put anything down unless they really, really meant it. Okay, if they say it twice, it's emphatic. And that just means that how it's important. If they say it three times, it's like, holy, holy. I mean, that's like it. So we look at this verse. It says, in the morning, you will hear my prayer. David says it twice. So we know this is an emphatic statement by David of the importance of his prayer in the morning. So if we look on further in, it says the word order my prayer is something also is very revealing about this short verse. In Hebrew, this is the same word, root words used in Leviticus to describe how the priests laid in order. Because if you know back then, the first thing the priests would do in the mornings, they'd get up and they'd prepare a sacrifice. That was the first thing they did. So David's saying, in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. In the morning, I will order my prayer to you. So David's saying, the first thing it does. So I'm going to get to a point behind this eventually, I promise. There's a point behind all that. But so anything that's going to be done, I think anything we do that we're going to get done right, when do you start? Huh? Do you start early in the morning? If you want to get something done? Let's talk Black Friday, ladies. When do y'all start? 4 a.m.? That's pretty late, actually. I mean, you got to be in line. I mean, you know, guys, golfing, when do you start? You start 2 o'clock in the afternoon when the sun's just beating down on you? Huh? Oh, 7:30, so you start in the morning. Okay. All right. Well, what about fishing? 6 a.m.? Why do you fish early in the morning? That's when the fish are biting. What about hunting? When do you start hunting? Overnight, usually, right? I mean, early, early. Because why? That's when what? That's when the deer are up. So, okay, so we all agree that if you're going to do anything, you should do it in the morning. You start early, and so you can get at it. Okay. All right, so let's look at another psalm real quick. And let's go to Psalm chapter 63. Let's take a look at that. So Psalm 63 says we should do this with the Lord too. If we are serious about seeking Him, we will seek Him. There's a word here. What's that, Matthew? I'll say it a little louder. If we are serious about seeking out the Lord, it says we are going to seek Him early. That's right. That's right. Okay, so let's go forward. We're going to look in the New Testament as well. If we look in Mark chapter 1, verse 35, I'll let you give you guys a second to go there. We see that Jesus here might have adhered to the same exact pattern I'm talking about here. So it says, and in the early morning, while it was still dark, what was that word I said? Early. I said in the morning, when it was still dark, he arose and went out and departed to a lonely place and was praying there. You know, morning prayer is assumed in the model prayer that we hear about in Matthew 6. Also, let's you all know the Lord's Prayer, right? What does it say? Give us this day our daily bread and forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us. Okay, so if you pray that prayer at night, now let's just think about that, Matthew 6. Give us this day our daily bread. How can you say ask for that after you already had it? So if you pray that, you should pray that prayer. Maybe. What was that? In the morning, give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us those trespasses, we forgive those that trespass against us. That's a morning prayer, interesting enough. And I had to read that like three times this morning when I was going over, and it's just, when I saw that, wow, that's a morning prayer. It really is. So, the Bible teaches us about the spiritual armor, too. If you go through Ephesians 6, you're going to hear about putting on the armor of God, right? As a protector about with ourselves. So can you put the armor on after you fight? It would be a really bad idea, wouldn't it? Because if you put the armor on after you fight, you may not be around to put the armor on. So you're going to put the armor of God on, your spiritual armor, you're going to put it on in the and early, right? You're going to put it on the first thing before you get anything done, before you go out, you're just going to have that, you're going to have that on. So, you know, and then I hear these things like, you know, it says, Mr. Jeff, you know, I like to have my devotion at nighttime. And that's okay. I'm not saying that's a problem at all. It says, Mr. Jeff, my work schedule just doesn't allow it. I'm just so busy. I get up in the morning, first thing, I'm out the door and go. So, you know, Mr. Jeff, I'm just too busy in the morning with kids. They just drive me bananas in the morning. I can't focus. Well, that's okay, too. Said, I'm not, I got to say, you know, we're talking a lot about the morning here. But if you don't start your day with God, how can you be close to Him? I'm not trying to guilt anybody to what you should be, what your pattern is in the morning, what your Bible study time is, what your prayer time with God is. I just want to take a look at it and realize that if you're going to start your day, start it talking to God. Start it talking to God. So, you know, I find over the time as I was putting the sermon together and I look back, the days that I start off my morning just singing, I have a pretty good day. I just do because I'm happy, I'm excited. You know, I remember to give the wife a hug and a kiss before I leave. So those are important things. I got to tell you, you leave the house without telling your wife bye. Just do it once. Watch what happens. It's very interesting. And if your wife leaves the house without telling you bye, well, that kind of stinks. It's a problem. You're like, what happened? What'd I do? You know, you go around the house. So, but the same principles is, you know, I find it when you start your day talking to God first, you tend to have a better day. You just do. You're more wide awake. Things are going good. So let's talk about the reasons why and look at the examples of people that tell us we should start off with the morning. So let's talk about what's it like to commit to morning prayer, to starting off your day. You know, it's not hard to sense in the commitment in between the lines of when we looked at Psalm 5:3. It is a very determined statement by David in this verse. He says, in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. He is saying, I'm going to do this. I'm committed to it. Because he's in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. Now, remember, I said earlier that in the translation from Hebrew, they didn't write anything once unless they meant it, right? I said that. And if they said it twice, that means it was emphatic three times, you know, holy, holy, holy. So David actually, just the fact that he pinned this on paper for all of us says this was a fact. He was committed. He was going after it. He was saying, dear, O Lord, you will hear my voice in the morning. This commitment, you can tell, is just, you know, just dripping from this verse. With God beginning, with Him to begin His day with God. He said it wasn't just going to happen. I hope I get it done. He said, I'm going to make time specifically for you, O Lord, in the morning. So I think David knew this before it was ever written. So if you guys turn with me one more time, I want you to look. Let's turn to 1 Timothy. We're going to go to chapter 4, and we're going to look at verses 7 and 8 here. 1 Timothy chapter 4, verses 7 and 8. Have nothing to do with godless myths and old wives' tales. Rather, train yourself to be godly. For physical training is of some value, but godliness has value for all things, holding promise for both the present life and the life to come. I really think David really understood that he needed to start his day and build himself up with God. That was important for not only today, but for later on. It talked about he was having a better day when he started his day with his first commitment to God, talking and praying and visiting with him. You know, every morning I get up, you know, I had to think about a commitment for me this morning too, because I have to remind myself of my best friend's comment to me. It's not that you didn't have time, Jeff. It's that you didn't make time. So every morning I get up and I could spend, I spend about an hour and I read 5 newspapers cover to cover every morning. I read Fox News, the online version. I read Fox News, I read CNN, I read NBC, I read ESPN, and then finally I read TMZ because I employ a lot of teenagers, so I got to know what's going on in there, what they're interested in them. But I do that for a conversation, so I know what's going on around the world because I'm going to relate to somebody somehow, some way in that conversation. But that takes me a good solid hour, hour and a half in the morning. And then I get dressed and, you know, I take a shower, get going, and I'm off to work, and 12 hours later, you know, I get home. So I was thinking about when I'm going through the sermon, I was like, man, where's my commitment to in the morning? I start off reading newspapers. I said, God, got to figure out how I'm going to start my day. I said, no Bible reading, no newspapers. I mean, that's a big deal. So if I devote some time to Christ in the morning first, then my day should get better, number one. I should be closer. And I should do what 1 Timothy, word we just talked about there in that verse, is like build up your service with God. Build up your knowledge with him. And because you're putting stuff away for later, not just for today. So that was my commitment part of this. And I want you guys, as we finish the rest of this talk today, think about where can I find time to commit? First thing in the morning, I'm going to get up. Is it setting my alarm 5 minutes earlier to get up and do it? You don't have to have a long, hour-long devotion, but it's just starting your day with a morning prayer, talking to God. First thing, how can you fit that in? Oswald Chambers wrote, "Prayer is an effort of will. After we have entered our secret place and have shut the door, the most difficult thing to do is to pray. We cannot get our minds into working order, and the first thing that conflicts is wandering thoughts. The great battle in private prayer is the overcoming of mental wool gathering. We have to discipline our minds and concentrate on willful prayer." Now, why did I say that? Because I just asked you to make a commitment to talking to God at first thing in the morning, finding something that you can make a commitment to. But when you wake up in the morning, the first thing you start doing, especially me, is maybe you do, is what do I got to get done today? What do I got to do today? And I start going. Where's my schedule? What's this? When I got to get here? When's my first meeting? When's my first interview? Where do I got to go? Who, you know, all that stuff. So, but if I'm talking to God in the morning and I'm thinking about something else, am I really spending time with God? You're really not. You know, he wants, you know, they talk about, go back to the Hebrew versions of the transfer over. You know, when David says, "O Lord, in the morning you will hear my voice." So I want to talk about what, when he says, "O Lord," that's translation. You know, God has two words. You know, you've heard Yahweh, right? You've heard the name of the Lord. So, and in Hebrew, David writes in here, it says, "Yahweh, in the morning, you will hear my voice." So that means he says, "Dear, it's an honor. I am giving you all of my time right now. You have all of my attention." So when you're praying, it's important that one of the comments I just read you is, you got to stop with all that other stuff. And if you find yourself wandering, I want you to remember that you're not speaking to God right then. You got to say, hold on. And that may be at that point you say, I got too much going on right now. I need to stop. And then come back to this later. Because if you're not giving him your undivided attention, you're not giving him the service. Because this is a guy that, you know, died on the cross for each and every one of us. This is a guy that we actually get to pray to now because of the sacrifice that was made. So it's important to think about. You know, I don't know what the answer is, you know, in this whole talk. And I don't know how I'm not judging anybody. I don't know how your commitment level is now. I know that through this, through these studies, that getting this together, I know that I could do a better job giving my undivided attention to God. You know, I know I could do a better job of the first thing in the morning, getting up and saying, this is the Lord's time. I know I could do a better time not having wandering thoughts, you know, when I'm talking to God. And I know that Psalms 5:3 made sense to me. And I hope it made sense to you, that says, in the morning, O Lord, you will hear my voice. And it didn't say later. David taught us first thing, early. And I think we all agree that if you're going to do anything right and get anything done well, you start in the morning. You start early. So, and then I read to you in 1 Timothy where it talked about just giving him a little bit of you, the first thing, and that it's going to create a better day for you. So I'm going to close this with a challenge today. My challenge to each and every one of you is, how can you commit a little more time, first thing in the morning? So all this week, get up first thing in the morning. If it takes that 5 minutes in the morning to set your alarm a little earlier because you're a busy day, I want you to roll out of bed, go find a quiet place in your house, and spend, if it's 30 seconds, spend 30 seconds. But say, good morning, Lord, thanks. Guide me today. Then come back later on. But find 5 minutes. We're going to sing a song of invitation this morning. An invitation can mean lots of things. It could mean I'm ready to give my life to Christ. It could mean I'm ready to join the church. It could mean I have something I need to talk to the men of the church about. Whatever it is, stand today, and we're going to sing.